Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Manisha, what makes a company a good place to work? I mean, we've worked in different companies. What do you think? What do you think makes?
I don't know. Like Elliot, have you got a week so I can list what I think makes a company a good place to work?
Have you got a month? I list all the things that make it a bad place to work.
Now, it's only Monday. But I tell you what, the logistics service provider DHL Express here in Singapore, they've actually been ranked by the Global Institute a great place to work as the best workplace in Singapore in 2020.
Golly, I need a week's internship there. I got to try this out. So the firm employs 981 people in Singapore, and it said that taking swift action to protect workers at the start of the COVID-19 outbreak and constantly engaging employees, these are the two reasons why DHL bagged this award.
Well, good stuff. And it's not just that. Back in December, DHL successfully delivered the first batch of COVID-19 vaccines to Singapore. So big news.
Yeah, it arrived from a cargo flight from Brussels in Belgium to Singapore, I believe.
Yeah. So the questions are, what more will DHL Express Singapore do to continue improving their relationship with employees? And what has the experience been like for them bringing in that batch of vaccines?
I'm looking forward to this. We're speaking with Christopher Ong, Senior Vice President and Managing Director, DHL Express Singapore. Christopher, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning, Elliot. Good morning, Manisha. Fine, thank you.
And congratulations. Best workplace in Singapore for 2020. How about that? You guys, I understand, deliver over 1.5 billion parcels per year. That's DHL, of course. It's a German international courier, package delivery, express mail service, founded in the US back in 1969, acquired by the German postal giant Deutsche Post in 2002. I mean, you have changed the lives of everyone in this room.
Get my household going.
Especially during lockdown or circuit breaker. Tell us about the footprint of DHL in Asia and Singapore.
Okay, sure. Over 220 countries and territories. And of course, we employ over 100,000 people, or we like to fondly call them our certified international specialists. And we've got more than 2.6 million customers worldwide. I mean, we are recognized as the world's most international company. And as we like to say in DHL, the world is 2/3 covered by water and the rest of it's covered by DHL.
Nice. I like that.
And and here in Asia, I think in Singapore specifically, we were established in 1972. So we're coming up to our 50th anniversary shortly. And Singapore is the home to our South Asia hub, which services, Southeast Asia, Oceania, as well as South Asia. And we've got four service centers here with over 100 retail points and services. And, we have more than 1,000 flights weekly in and out of Singapore that basically carries everything from e-commerce, sports shoes, apparel, to, of course, COVID-19 vaccines.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about that just up ahead. But of course, we need to talk about the impact of COVID-19 on DHL. I can tell you for one personal story, Elliot's heard me talk all about it previously. I was trying to bring in things like hand sanitizer. I was ordering this stuff from overseas because I couldn't get it here in Singapore. Did you see more and more stories like that with increased cargo all over the world?
Yes, certainly. I think, especially at the beginning, in the first quarter of last year, our volumes of PPE, personal protective equipment, or not so much sanitizers, but things like respirators, medical devices, gloves, I think that really shot through the roof. And particularly here in Singapore, we saw a lot of people who were family members, especially in China, and, sending lots and lots of packages. Our retail service was completely swamped. And in fact, since the first quarter, we've seen dramatic increases in our volumes, specifically for retail customers. Yeah, so essentially, I think, COVID-19 has really accelerated. I think earlier, in your interview, you talked about a lot of digitalization and advertising. I think COVID-19 has also impacted us dramatically in the area of digitalization. I think, more and more people have been using our online tools as well as, payments online, et cetera, et cetera. So a lot of, trends that were already there, especially the e-commerce ones, have accelerated dramatically, in the past 12 months. I think specifically for e-commerce, we've probably accelerated by probably almost a decade in terms of adoption.
Gosh.
Yeah, actually, you know, it's beyond just changing lives around the world and covering all these deliveries and whatnot. And this may or may not be part of your area, Christopher, but DHL is also heavily, heavily, in fact, it's a major sponsor of Formula One. I interviewed one of the bosses many years ago, and the turnaround that you guys have to accomplish, it's really something. I mean, that has obviously been affected by COVID-19 as well.
Yes, I think, you know, every part of our businesses, you know, all businesses have been impacted by COVID-19. But I think, you know, we recently said that everything has changed and nothing has changed. I think, you know, I mean, a lot of things, the way we, you know, interact socially, the way we work has changed dramatically, right, in the past 12 months. But certain things like connecting people and improving lives here at DHL hasn't changed. I think our network honestly has been set up for such a time as this. The fact that we are able to reach literally every corner of the globe within 5 days, right, allows us to do things that very few other companies are capable of.
Yeah.
Right? And yeah.
One of the things I actually remember quite distinctly in the news over 2020 was the ongoing reassurances from Minister Chan Chung Sing that, don't worry, we're going to sort it out. And he was talking about supply chain issues. He was talking about worries over what was coming into Singapore and whether there would be enough at times when people were buying things off the shelves till they were empty. How has DHL worked to deal with supply chain crunches? And I'm sure you've had lots of conversations with government and various agencies.
Yeah. So I think the most dramatic part of the adjustments that we had to make, of course, were in the first quarter of 2020 due to the worldwide border closures and lockdowns, right? So air capacity, was dramatically reduced. I mean, about 50% of the world's air cargo actually travel on passenger aircraft belly hold. And so as a result of, you know, the dramatic reduction in passenger flights, we had to continuously make adjustments to our aviation operations network to ensure that our customers' shipments, especially, you know, essential emergency supplies, continued to be delivered. So, of course, we don't really carry the fruits and vegetables that come into Singapore, but certainly everything else, right, that, you know, people require, be it what you order online to, as I said, emergency equipment. And many of our customers, for example, in Singapore, in the life sciences sector, the medical equipment sector, they were producing and assembling, you know, life-saving equipment, which we were shipping out on a daily basis in significant volumes. Right. So clearly we had to, of course, take care beyond the aviation network. We, of course, had to take care of our people on the ground and, you know, especially our couriers who continued to work throughout the pandemic. I mean, they were essential workers, right, who were coming in and out. And we made sure that we equipped very, very early on, you know, even before, you know, the government mandated use of surgical masks. Everyone were issued surgical masks, sanitizers in their vehicles. Every day the vehicles were cleaned. Even in our hub, we made sure that, you know, our colleagues were all taken care of. In particular, our colleagues who commute daily from Malaysia. I think when the movement control order kicked in March, I think we had less than, you know, 24 hours to basically respond to the situation. And, you know, and basically we made sure that they were all well taken care of. Right. I mean, their housing was taken care of there, you know, and we assured them that they wouldn't have to worry, right, about their jobs.
Yeah, that's how you win best workplace in Singapore, when you're taking precautionary measures before the government announces them. But Christopher, we got to talk about this. This is an amazing, you know, it was an amazing photo that we saw splashed across the front page of the papers December 21st of last year, when DHL announced that they delivered the first batch of COVID-19 vaccines to Singapore, flown in via an SIA flight. What pride. You got to talk to us. I mean, what was that whole process like? The preparation, the feeling on the ground? Was there, anxiety perhaps?
Yeah, no, certainly. I think, you know, everyone in DHL, I think our purpose as an organization is connecting people and improving lives. And I think, you know, as I mentioned earlier, our network has been set up for such a time as this. I think everyone within DHL, you know, at this point are full of pride that we're really fulfilling our purpose. you know, as an organization, I think everyone I talk to, you know, wells up with pride when we talk about how we're literally moving these vaccines to every corner of the earth. I think Singapore's just one of the many countries in which we are moving these vaccines. And I think, you know, from the time it was picked up, you know, in Perth, Belgium, and to the time, you know, it was delivered for the very first time, I think everyone was literally, I mean, glued to our, you know, screens, right? Looking at the movements, right? And actually, ever since then, the DHL Express network has continued to move vaccines, right? Not just to Singapore, but, you know, I personally get alerted every time a vaccine is getting picked up. Right, a batch of vaccines are getting picked up. And so that, you know, we can see, you know, basically the movement of the shipments from origin to delivery. And thankfully, it's working like clockwork, right? Literally, it's working like clockwork.
The way Christopher describes it is, it actually sounds as exciting as waiting for your online shopping delivery. An alert each time a vaccine is rolled out. How cool is that?
Exactly. It also reminded me when you're checking flight radar, when, you know, a loved one is coming to visit you and, you know, you're so excited about it. I do want to get a little bit geeky on this, though, Christopher, if you'll indulge me, because we know that these vaccines, different vaccines that have been produced, have to be stored in different ways. Everybody kept talking about the Pfizer vaccine and those minus degree temperatures at which they had to be stored. How do you do this?
The secret is actually in the box, right? So if you look at the outside of the box, it looks like any normal carton box, right? But essentially, what's inside is it's a specially produced box. It's produced by a third party. What it manages to do is once you've put dry ice inside, now dry ice is actually at minus 78 degrees Celsius.
Wow. Okay.
So it's a 35-kilo box, of which 25 kilos of it is actually dry ice.
Oh.
So by the time it actually gets down to Singapore, it's no longer a 35-kilo box. Right, but that special box is able to maintain, if it's not opened, it is able to maintain the minus 70 degrees for a total of 10 days. Right, so it doesn't require any sort of special refrigeration from the time it is picked up from the origin to the time that we deliver it to the site here in Singapore. So essentially, which is why it's fantastic, because we are used to moving medical express shipments. Now, we've been doing what we call medical express for decades, right? So all that experience, right, in moving such medical shipments has really been brought to bear right now. And so because of that, because of all that experience that we've had for decades, right, it's in a way easy to have this move like clockwork. Because we know exactly what is required every step of the way, right? And people, you know, again, are watching it. Every part of the network, from the time it leaves Europe to the time it gets on the plane, you know, the time it arrives in Singapore, because it's a direct flight. We have a direct flight from Leipzig in Germany straight to Singapore. So from the time it gets picked up in, you know, Brussels, goes to our hub in Leipzig, it's a straight flight to Singapore.
Right? Wow.
So in fact, the total transit time from the time it's handed over to us to the time we actually deliver it is roughly 36 hours.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
When I cryogenically freeze myself, I know I'm going to. Christopher, I want to ask a very moving forward type of question. This year, we're seeing some companies have their employees go back to work, staggered days and whatnot. I know it's a little bit different or a lot different for you guys at DHL Express, but, you know, looking at the back of last year, business performance-wise and whatnot, a lot of companies we hear are being cautious with regard to salary increments or bonuses. What are you guys doing over at DHL?
Well, in fact, DHL has just, the group, the Deutsche Post Group, has just recorded a record year in 2020. And, you know, globally, our preliminary results show that, in fact, we've made more money in 2020 than we ever have for DHL Express specifically. Okay. We crossed about 2.75 billion euros in operating profit. And as a result, we will continue to invest in our people, be it, you know, increments, be it bonuses. But more importantly, I think we've been investing in ensuring that they're properly equipped, right, for the future. I mean, we've upgraded, especially for example, our contact center staff, you know, refitted them completely with laptops. All of them were actually on desktops. We changed everybody to a laptop so that they could work from home or work from anywhere, literally. right? And so, yeah, I mean, we continue to, you know, are positive about 2021. I think, again, with the flow of vaccines, with the recovery in the electronic sector, and of course, you know, the life sciences, you know, booming, I think, you know, we certainly are looking to invest. Right, especially in our people, in our equipment. I mean, we just announced the order of eight 777s, you know, brand new 777s, in addition to the 14 that we'd ordered a few years ago. Mm. So we continue to enhance our network. And again, you know, because the growth of e-commerce, as well as, you know, the recovery of the global economy, we do expect, you know, the need for this extra capacity.
Christopher, as a senior VP and MD, you obviously have a number of reports that you take care of. Can you share some top tips that managers should tune into to keep their workforce happy and how to run your teams really well?
I think, you know, at DHL, be it my direct reports or, you know, our couriers, right? Our guiding principle is to deliver results without compromising respect. And I think, you know, it's not just, you know, what you deliver, but how you deliver it. And I think for most part, how we ensure that we keep our people engaged and continue to be motivated is really, you know, to spend time listening to them, right? We actually, I take a lot of time to do what we call skip levels, right? Of course, engaging with my direct reports, but even whether our couriers, you know, our customer service agents, advisors, you know, customer service advisors and so on. I mean, we will continue regularly to engage with them, to listen to their feedback. We have, you know, opportunities to have them in town halls, of course, now via Zoom, right, to allow people to engage directly with me, right, so that I can actually hear, you know, what's in their minds, what are their concerns, and actually actively address them. And I think, you know, delivering results without compromising respect really has helped us to deliver, you know, fabulous business outcomes.
Sometimes it's the simplest things, mm-hmm. isn't it? We've been speaking with Christopher Ong, Senior Vice President and Managing Director, DHL Express Singapore. Christopher, we've really enjoyed speaking with you. Take care and stay safe, yeah?
Thank you. Have a nice day.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.